2-year contract extension that you hope to achieve in the next couple of seasons?
As a team, I just want to get back to playing finals footy. We've had a couple of lean years, but I see a lot of progress with a lot of the young kids and some of the players we brought in. So I'm very hopeful and optimistic with the next couple of years.
About your personal progress, so coming into your seventh season, most Freo fans think you could still be anything.
Yeah, definitely had a little bit of an interrupted last couple of seasons, but when I have been out there, I definitely think footy's improved. And each game, I still think I'm getting better, and there's still plenty of improvement left.
Pretty big vote of confidence in you, given the tools that they brought in at the end of last year, and the competition is going to be for spots in that area. It suggests that the club firmly believes you've got something to offer.
Yeah, they've shown great faith, and yeah, my job is to repay that by playing some good football, you know, and just doing the best I can.
So given the additions of Jesse and Rory to the team, what have you done differently this pre-season to maybe make yourself more selective in the
round? In the past few seasons, I've been able to go in the ruck at times, but I don't think there's a template on how many tools you have to play in a team, but there'll be a bit of give and take. If you play a tall forward line, obviously you'll have good aerial presence, but you might be lacking with the forward pressure. So my job and the fellow tools is to sort of apply that pressure and be part of that forward defence.
Ross has said he's keen to play three tools. Does that mean you might be a little bit further up the ground if Rory and Jesse are playing deep?
I think the beauty with that is we're all sort of pretty flexible, and Jesse's got a great tank and gets up the ground, and Rory's very athletic as well, and he can play in the ruck, and I think it's one of my strengths, it's sort of my endurance, and I definitely like to get up the ground, but I think you'll see us all sort of rotate during a match, so I don't think it'll be set.
Sorry, mate, how much have you been able to do on the track with those guys in terms of building chemistry so far? Obviously Jesse's coming back from his foot.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a little bit delayed because Jesse's only recently come back in. So we had matched him on Friday, and we got a good session in the previous couple of weeks. It'll take time to adjust, but already we're showing good signs in training, working with each other.
Initial impressions of Rory and Jesse, what have you made of those guys coming in? How it's changed the way you move the footy in particular?
Yeah, I think we can go a lot more direct to those tall guys. Individually, they're great players. Rory, as I said, very athletic, big presence, tall. Whereas Jesse, I've seen he works so hard. His work rates, pretty phenomenal. So,
hey, Matty, when they recruited Rory and Jesse, did it cross your mind at all that it's going to be hard to fit them all in? There's about four or five blokes in the forward line. Maybe I should look around if I'm out of contract.
No, I don't think so. As I said, I don't think, just because you've got a certain number of tools, there's no limit on how many tall guys you play. Not really. I knew if at my best, I'm good enough to play in the team, so, yeah.
Now, even when Rory said he wanted to play forward, because you're very similar guys, aren't you? Is it you and him sort of thing, you reckon, up there or not?
No, I don't think that. We got other players as well, Cam McCarthy, who I still think play an important part.
Cox.
And Coxie's gone down back for now. But, there's a lot of guys that can go through that forward role. But as I said, as long as you sort of don't get in each other's way, I don't think you cannot play three tools. Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of talk about who's going to be the one to replace Matty Pavlich, and you were touted as that one. Is it better to have three people shouldering the load as opposed to just the one man there doing it?
Yeah, as I said, there's no, one saviour, so... it's good to share the load. It takes a bit of pressure off. So, might be Jesse kicking goals one week and Rory kicking goals the next. So, I don't think we're heavily reliant on just the one person up there.
Do you feel like it'll give your midfielders more confidence to go quickly? The three talls. There were times, I guess, where they looked up and only saw one tall and outnumbered. Maybe they'll just get it in there quick and give you guys a chance one on one.
Yeah, it's definitely been an emphasis this pre-season, going direct and having that aerial presence. I think it allows us to do that. But having said that, we need that ground level support as well, because you're not going to mark every ball. So we've seen some great signs from like Matiris, Wachowski, is it those small forwards getting into the feet of the talls, and I guess it does give the mids confidence that, you know, it won't be intercepted and going back out quickly.
Can you feel the change in intensity in terms of pressure for spots with the extra couple of guys vying for positions?
I think it is always the case coming into round one. You know, we've got a lot of fit and available players, which we want, and there'll be some disappointment at times in the year for everyone, but you know, stuff happens, like injuries and stuff, so I think everyone will play their part at some point.
Have you experienced any soreness or troublesome in that foot since obviously the injury last year, or you're
no, it's been very good, so I've had an uninterrupted pre-season, which is good. I didn't really get a pre-season at all last year, so yeah, it's really good to get back out on the track and get some continuity in the training and stuff.
How did it work in match sim, the forward line? Were you deep or...?
As I said, we sort of swapped around a bit, so you share the load. I've sort of been up the ground a little bit more, which is good, which I enjoy. And we worked really well on Friday, so we've had a couple of weeks where we've sort of changed the dynamic of the forward line, and yeah, it's looking really good.
Does it feel like you're still experimenting what the best formula might be, the best setup?
Yeah, there's a different mix, and with the new rules where, you know, six starting in the 50, there has been a little adjustment and getting used to a bit of trial and error stuff, but yeah, I think it's going well.
How have you found that adjustment, the starting positions? Is it interesting or different to what you would have liked or what you had previously set up as?
No, from a forward perspective, I think it's great. It'll open the game up from centre square bounce, which is good. With the other rules, the hand in the back rule is using that. It's taking a little bit of adjustment, just using your hands. So after a number of years not being able to do so, it's just trying to get that back in your game. And the kick-in stuff, like, I think we'll get a better idea when JLT comes around and we can actually sort of trial it in in-game situations.
How much have you trained it in the match sim, the starting positions, in particular, I guess, the centre there as well? And have you found more time to get and more space as well for the forwards?
I think the umpires are a bit accommodating, so they're sort of waiting until we get back before they just throw it up. It's very open, but there's not a huge difference. I haven't found a huge difference yet, but I think it'll be good for the game. Yeah.
30 days to the season. So this week, this Friday, is intra-club game, is there?
Yep.
Yes. How important will that be in terms of trying to establish a spot in the team?
Yeah, it'll be important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. So, you know, there's a lot of guys who are keen to sort of showcase their, I guess, their skills and their hard work they've put in over the pre-season. So, yeah, it's important, but yeah, as a team, we just want to get through unscathed and build for JLT1.